listening to Success Coaching with Felicia, signing off with your host, Felicia Johnson, on the CWR Network.
It's the holiday season, and during this time, it's usually when you're interacting with more people and having conversations. And so today we're going to talk about what happens when you have those hot topics. Do you avoid them? Do you talk about them? We'll talk about them today in the rundown. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Felicia Johnson. I'm so glad you joined me today. I just wanted to come to you for a little bit and just give you some success coaching information about hot topics. So many times, adults, we don't want to talk about them. And those hot topics include money, religion, politics, racism. What do you say? We're getting ready to, you know, have conversations with people and interact. And it's like, do we talk about those things? Do we avoid them? Well, usually, actually, I am a supporter of not necessarily avoiding them, but rather handling the situations in an effective manner. One of the great benefits is that if we talk to individuals that aren't necessarily like us or have opposing views, we can actually learn a lot and get different perspectives. The key thing is just how do you handle those situations? And today we'll talk about a little bit of that. And so let's jump right into the rundown. So we're going to start in a place where you might think it's strange, and it's actually going to be talking about our tongue. I had a reminder today when I attended my church service at Fellowship, where Pastor Bernard was preaching about being careful what we say in our tongue. And I actually thought that that was a great tie-in to some of the things I was going to be talking about today on the show. And that is our tongue and the words that come out of our mouth. And so really one of the things about having difficult conversation and hot topics is that there is some degree of fear and frustration and anxiety about what's going to come out of somebody's mouth regarding quote unquote hot topics. And one of the things that he talked about was that we all stumble with our words. We all have things that we say that may hurt other individuals. And he reminded us of about the old saying, you know, sticks and stones may break our bones, but words will never hurt me. But the reality is that words do hurt individuals. And so sometimes we avoid hot topics because we don't want to hear hurtful words. We don't want to be judged and ridiculed or made to feel less than for a viewpoint that we might have. And again, the reality is that words do hurt, and chances are that we've been hurt by the words and we've hurt others by our words. And so today we're going to really just kind of focus on how we can have a conversation still using words, but coming from a viewpoint that it's not hurtful and that we can still be our authentic selves in a conversation, but not hurting each other. The first suggestion that I have is to have an open mindset. It's said that having an open mindset in conversations with those that have different perspectives of you not only honors the rules of civil behavior, but many communication experts say that it's very critical for your life success. Author Anne Van Aaron said that the most important thing in challenging situation is to assume positive intent from the other person. She says that we should assume that most people are doing the best they can based on what they are hearing or seeing, and that most people are not consciously plotting to upset you or hurt you during a conversation. It's just that it's a human condition for us to judge others, but that it is essential that we learn how to manage our judgments. She says that when we sit in judgment, we don't see other options or solutions, that basically our minds are closed. And so in these hot topic conversations, we definitely need to approach the situation with an open mindset. Your mindset will determine your reaction, interpretation of what the other person is saying to you and their responses to the conversation. So it pays to really approach a situation with the right mindset. I know many times between my friends and I, we have this phrase of get your mind right. And so that's in essence what having an open mindset is. It's just getting your mind in a current position to be ready to open to hear something different, something new, in order to have a engaging conversation with someone. And when you're having a conversation, that not entails just talking, but listening. And so that actually brings me to the next point about you have to be an active listener. One of the main reasons to listen is so that we have a better understanding and that we learn from the person that's speaking with us. Developing our listening skills are definitely one of the things that are necessary in our life success. It helps to avoid conflict and misunderstandings. And so some ways that you can show that you're actively listening are: give the person your undivided attention. Don't be distracted by little things that might be going around, like conversations or maybe your cell phone dinging, but rather really look at that person in the eye and be present in that moment. Show that you're listening. Nod your head, smile, acknowledge them, you know, with some small comments like yes and okay, that you are tracking, you know, what they're saying. And then even as hard as it may be, a difficult conversation, try not to be thinking in your mind like, okay, what am I going to say next? My rebuttal to whatever they might be saying, like, oh no, you're so wrong. But rather be in the moment, listen to what they're saying, and try to refrain from passing judgment. Allow that person to finish speaking their points and don't interrupt them. Respond appropriately. Be candid, you know, don't dismiss what you want to say that's important, but just respectfully say what you need to say and assert your opinions and your thoughts, but in communicating that in a positive manner. And that leads me to the third point of being able to manage your emotions. So many times hot topics can go from having a discussion to someone and you're simply feeling annoyed, which then could quickly move to anger and then outright rage. We can simply avoid doing this by knowing what our emotional triggers are. And I actually wrote about this in my book, Do You Feel Like a Fraud? And there I was talking about emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is basically the freedom for you to manage your thoughts, feelings, and your actions. It really does shape your self-awareness and how we interact with others. Developing our emotional intelligence can help us to respond logically and wisely, rather than reacting emotionally to things and maybe getting into situations or having responses to hot topic situations that are not ideal. And so right now I'm going to pause for here and take a break. And then right after we come back, we'll finish talking about some things that you can do to help get you through hot topics and difficult conversations. Are you thinking about what to give your family, friends, coworkers, or even yourself for the holidays? You can purchase a gift that could be life-changing for under $20. You can purchase my new book on Amazon entitled, Do You Feel Like a Fraud? A Certified Life Coach's Guide to Help You Recognize and Overcome Imposter Syndrome. I'll be providing you guys with encouragement and tips on how you can confront and overcome the self-doubts and inner critic that's inside your head and holding you back from accepting your well-deserved successes. Again, the book is available for purchase on Amazon.com. And remember, investing in yourself leads to success.
Why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Having trouble finding Connor's middle school? Would you like directions?
No, why is Connor having trouble focusing in school?
Finding lowest airfare to Istanbul.
No, I'm tired of fighting with him over homework.
Home, walk, restaurant. Need a review?
No, I need help. He's very smart, but his mind wanders. He's disorganized.
I think I understand.
Oh, good.
Finding best potatoes for French fries.
No!
Russet, fingerling, Yukon gold.
Why don't you understand me?
Sorry, I was trying to show how Connor feels every day. Frustrating, isn't it? Redirecting to understood.org.
For the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues, this is what life can feel like. Explore understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues, designed to help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Success Coaching with Felicia Signing Off with your host, Felicia Johnson, on the CWR Network.
Hi, welcome back to Success Coaching with me, your host, Felicia Johnson. And today we've been discussing hot topics and some tips on how you can handle them effectively. And thus far, we've said to have an open mindset, be an active listener, and manage your emotions. And so let's jump right into the list. And number 4 is to know your objective. Why are you having the conversation? What is your purpose? Are you trying to influence the person that you're talking to in coming over to your train of thought? Or maybe instead you're simply trying to learn and connect from a person that's different from you. It's really important that you understand your purpose of having that conversation. During some research for the show, I came across an article that basically said that psychologists say that each individual has a latitude of acceptance or a willingness to consider and accept different viewpoints. And that if your intent is to influence a person, that you have to realize you can't take people too far too fast. So, for example, if you are a 1 and the person is a 10, you really can't expect that person to all of a sudden become a 2 simply based on the conversation that you're having at that moment. Research has shown that people with strongly held beliefs are very rare to change their minds during a 1 conversation. So if we take it back to the scale, it may be possible that, like I said, if you're a 1 and they're a 10, that from that 1 conversation and being open and engaging and listening and having a dialogue, that you may be able to take them from a 10 to a 9. So it's just, you know, really just having realistic expectations about what will happen during a conversation. Judy Carter, an author and a stand-up comedian, said that the simple act of being interested and respectful of others really does go a long way to creating a civil and productive conversation. She was quoted as saying, "When I stop being angry," that's that emotion, right? "And just focus on listening," that takes us back to our active listening point, "and purely the intent to understand the other person without trying to change them," she finds that's where the magic happens. The question she says that we each have to ask ourselves is, do we want to be right or do we want to connect with the other person? And so that just goes back to the challenge of knowing your objective. What is the reason why you are having that conversation with someone? And I really think that would help clarify and bring purpose and intent to what could be an uncomfortable conversation. And that brings us to number 5, find common ground. Now, when we were talking about in tip number 4 about knowing your objective, now, your objective might be that you're trying to convince someone that you are right, but I really encourage you to try to dig a little deeper and find the common ground with that person so you can better develop an understanding of your opposing views and maybe even understand why they believe or act the way they do. So when you begin trying to find common ground with someone, you're actually temporarily going to put off that hot topic or difficult situation. Because the reality is that when you are talking with someone, you need to have some kind of connection. You need to have a relationship. And they may call for building trust. And so a way to do that is to find a connection with someone. So, for example, if you're at a party, it might be about the food, or maybe you have the same sport that you enjoy. You just want to find something that you both can relate to. And when you're doing this, it can help build rapport so that it will be a little easier to have maybe those difficult conversations on those hot topics. And that concludes our list. And so let's recap. So number one, have an open mindset. Number two, be an active listener. Three, manage your emotions. Four, know your objective. And five, find common ground. I hope these tips will help you to be successful in engaging in dialogue and conversation around hot topics. And so next, that brings us to our session of Let the Music Play. And today's song is Can You Feel It by the Jacksons. It was released back in March of 1981. And it's just a song kind of talking about the differences that people feel between each other, which, you know, also deals with racism, which is one of those hot topics definitely going on in our country right now. And so I just wanted to share this song with you. Can You Feel It by the Jacksons. Can you feel it?
We took a left on Carroll Street.
Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework.
I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Success Coaching with Felicia Signing Off with your host, Felicia Johnson, on the CWR Network.
Welcome to the Q&A portion of the show. I want to take this opportunity to answer some questions that I've been getting about my vision board workshop that will be taking place on Saturday, January 6, 2018. So a few of the questions were, will you actually get a vision board when you leave the workshop? Yes, you will walk out with a vision board from this workshop. Do you need to bring your own supplies? No, I will be providing all the supplies on site that you would need for the workshop. So your fee includes all the supplies, and also we'll be providing refreshments. Do I already have to know what my goals or vision for my life before I come to the workshop? No. We will actually be doing activities that will help you explore that, your goals, your visions, and your values that will help you build your vision board. So I encourage you, if you don't have that established yet, that this would be a great workshop to do that. So again, the workshop will be held on Saturday, January 6th in 2018 from 2 to 5 p.m. at Little Rock, Arkansas. I do realize we have some international listeners to this show, so if you're in the local area, you are still welcome to attend. I also reach out to those that are in the local vicinity. Maybe you're in Memphis or Texarkana and you're within driving distance to come to this activity. I highly encourage you to, you know, maybe get some friends together and make a day trip to Little Rock and get some coaching on your vision and be all ready to start your 2018 year off with a great start. Now, don't delay in reserving your spot for this event because spots are filling up and it is first come, first serve. We do have a limited space for this event. So go ahead and go onto my website at fsocareercoach.com and reserve your spot today. If you have any further questions, reach out to me at me@FeliciaSigningOff.com. I look forward to seeing you at the event. And that brings us to the final word of the show. As we talked about how to handle hot topics and interacting with others and having conversations, I want to leave you with Colossians 4:6, which says, "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." Well, thanks for listening to the show. I'm Felicia, signing off.